I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Then we go with a friend, here we both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast.
Wow.
Wow. Sup. I'm here with Star of Barry. I'm like, there's so much to list.
You could say co-star. We'll co-star. I don't want people to get like too excited.
Co-star of Barry, creator, writer, director of Bonding
on Netflix.
Yeah. And Pumphead.
True Pumphead. Yes, absolutely.
Pump
it up. Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh my God. You know, this is my favorite thing to do. I say this to you all the time. She texted me to see if I could do it. And I immediately was like, yes, when I'm in New York, I will come back. What do you want to do?
You're here for a very short period of time before you head back out on the road.
Baby.
And I was so... I'm flattered that you made time to do the pod.
Oh my God, anything for you.
You have a lot to say.
Also, you have such a nice apartment. I know I've talked about it before, but it's like truly chic, you guys. It actually really is. And I'm very jealous.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is why also I like just the compliments. They keep coming.
I mean, you have stairs.
Yeah.
In your one bedroom
it's
apartment.
It's like a house.
Yeah.
A tiny house.
I mean,
this is the exact size of a tiny house that I would want were I to have a tiny house.
Oh yeah. And you would be on HGTV with your tiny house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
So small. Yeah.
Small and gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never have you over to my house.
Why?
Not until it like things really start going like monetarily in my direction.
Mm-hmm.
Pay off that Amex, get a couple things going.
Yeah.
It's just, I like to say it's Melrose Place after the apocalypse.
Chernobyl place.
Yes, it really is. It really is. It's just in WeHo, like in their old part of town, because I know they've all moved to the valley now, but in
they
like
upgraded
the
to their exactly same farmhouse.
Yes, and we will get into that because I do think production must be, have you talked about this at all? That production must be in this somehow.
Involved with their real estate?
I think so. That is my conspiracy theory, yes.
Whoa, wait, expand on this.
I believe that they are all buying houses near each other to contain production and make sure, much like in West Hollywood, that they are all living in the same space and creating this new like 2.0 world.
Okay, yes.
Sorry, Sheena.
Marina Del Rey was...
Sheena Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, potentially the worst decision ever, but... I have a conspiracy theory or just a hunch that Sheena is going to be having like a spinoff of some sort.
Oh, because of the Palm Springs home?
I think just because like her Vegas connections and maybe they'll be doing a show about that and then she could head that up, which I think it's Sheena's time to shine.
Okay. So that's interesting because they are, I read recently that they are developing the Vanderpump Rules Vegas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And
they need like a link over.
They always do it like with Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they do need that link. Whether she stays or not is You know, who yeah. can say?
She loves Vegas.
She loves
Vegas. Sheena's like kind of a desert lady. Like, she loves a desert.
She really does. I mean,
Palm Springs, Azusa, which I have only driven through on yeah. the way to much better places.
Yes, I've just always heard people say, like, bitch, I'm from Azusa. Yeah. So, like, that is always kind of scared me.
It seems, like, deserty.
Yeah, for sure.
And then she loves Vegas. She had her show there.
Yeah, her wedding was essentially...
Her wedding was, like...
A desert with some bushes around it.
But it was actually like a beautiful setting.
Yeah, yeah, no. It was. You're,
and I
you're
say
right.
that
now I'm just
because
being cruel.
I know someone who recently got married at the same place that Sheena did.
Really?
Yes. And the bride, I think when they went to go see where like touring wedding location, she was like, absolutely not. I'm not fucking getting married. We're like someone from Vanderpump Rules. And they got there and it was stunning.
Stunning.
And she was like, actually... We love it.
Well, it's definitely better than when where Katie and Tom got married.
They got married by a train track. I mean, I'm sorry, but no.
To me, it honestly looked like weird hillbilly parts of upstate New York.
Yeah, it was like a Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
Yes, exactly.
Like any,
that
Elizabeth
cult-y.
Olsen would like crawl out of the woods at any given moment.
I know. That was like, Lisa was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
How did we end up here?
How did we end up by the freight
train
track?
And how much
track?
Did this cost?
I think it was $50,000. But I think they paid for it with Diff Eyewear sponsored posts.
Okay, new conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Why is everything on Vanderpump Rules $50,000?
It is. It's like the running price point.
I just think it's a fake number.
Yeah. Because, wait, Jax is... Well, now what's interesting is all of them are spending... Like, they're on, like, a bit of a live, laugh, spend journey okay. as of late.
Yeah.
But, like, everything that they bought is around the same, like, ish amount. So, like, Sandoval bought the motorcycle and the sidecar was, like, $18,000.
Okay.
Stassi bought her, like, outfit of the day, which was $17,000.
Okay.
K-K. Brittany and Jax's wedding... party or whatever that
engagement
was engagement party that
like
was oddly wedding like
oh absolutely
like you cut a cake and like fed it to you. I'm like okay
engagement
cool.
cake
that was like $15,000 so they're in like a like their flex zone is about like a $15,000-$16,000 of just like throwaway money.
That's the throwaway money. That's where they are right now. But
yeah.
Can you imagine also for Brittany and Jax to know that they have multiple locations that they could get for free through production, through Lisa Vanderpump, and still paying to have their engagement party somewhere else and then going back to Sir?
Yeah.
Did they end up going, don't they end up going back to Sir?
No, or I think was the whole party out? Took place
Oh, the
there.
Whole party did take place
yeah.
there? Parts mm-hmm. of it looked like Sir.
I know, it does. It's always going to look like
it looked
Sir
like the
is
bar.
What we're realizing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is like
yeah.
aesthetically, they love that look.
Yeah, exactly.
So it just
yeah,
stays
of course,
Sir-like
of course.
At yeah. all times. Yeah, I mean, I think Brittany has like a theme that she's ready to see out to the bitter end.
Will they get to the bitter end? Maybe that's for later in the podcast, but...
I think they're fully gonna get married.
Yeah.
I was really thinking about it today because I went and got my nails done.
They're gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you. And I was just like having a long think about Brittany and Jax's mm-hmm. relationship. And I came to the conclusion that I'm like on Brittany's side about all this because she seems to really enjoy having her like, he's really under her thumb.
Yeah.
Like he is fully like, yeah. yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I think she screams at him. I'm sure there's tons of verbal abuse.
We know she's a screamer.
Yeah. And I think I was like, okay, if this, she clearly likes it.
Right.
She wouldn't be getting married to him if she didn't just like love being in this position.
Yeah. And I think that she is truly one of the people that we've seen on this show. You question everyone coming onto the show as a partner. And I would have to say that Beau and she are the two people where I've been like, I actually think you're here for this person.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think you love this person. Obviously,
yeah.
Brittany is now a full-fledged member of the show and everyone loves Brittany, but I think it's rightfully so.
Yeah, I think she really does like love Jax.
Yeah.
That's where I ended today. Who knows what next week will bring thought-wise,
right.
but like I was like, okay, this is how I can like reconcile.
I mean, he's truly going to fuck up again.
Oh, it's only a matter of time.
Before the wedding.
Unless, if he's not already doing it.
Right.
Which I think is a huge possibility.
Right.
Knowing who he is.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too, is like people, I don't think people change like at their core of who they are.
Right.
Which I think Jax at his core is a liar.
Right.
And like loves to fuck.
Well, and that's what Tom Sandoval was speaking to. He's gotten so much shit during this reunion from every other person on the show for, you know, he's not the most eloquent person, but he is coming out with a lot of the truths of the show, which is that everyone does the things that James have been doing. James has been doing every, like, will Jax ever change? Like, he's speaking to all of the correct things. I think that Ariana is also speaking to all of those things.
Yeah.
They seem to be the two people right now who can see outside of the sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But no one wants to hear that.
And also Sandoval, it's kind of almost for the first time that we see him. Like, his awakening,
yes,
is what's been going down on this reunion, and I've really enjoyed it,
yeah,
because I'm like, I didn't think he'd get here.
No.
I didn't know if he could do it.
Yeah.
But he's here now, and I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
I know he's going to get punished for that
crew. Both of them are going to be, I think, eviscerated next year. And I think that she's ready for it. I don't know how ready.
Ariana?
Yeah. I think she's asking.
What can they even
it.
Say about her?
Well,
she's friends with Stassi now, which I think is an alliance that serves them both.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about Stassi a lot, but I find Stassi to be like unbelievably watchable. She's gotten the most amazing partner next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she's going to have a resurgence as the star of the show. I think she's been playing more of a bit part lately, and it's been comfortable for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to see her kind of move back up in the ranks.
I'm shocked that she managed to turn me into a stan. That's right. Another thing I was thinking about. I was like,
you
think...
don't know what she's done to you, but you will take her Pinot Grigio.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, how did we come to this? Like, because I never saw that for myself. Yeah. But then I was like, she is really good TV, and I root for her, and I believe that she does have like a level of introspection that a lot of them don't. And I'm still, I don't know about Bo exactly.
You don't.
I'm kind of just like, I just don't know.
Okay.
It moved quick. Like, I like them together in theory, like, but I also feel... like, now I'm a Stassi stan to the point where I'm like, she could do better.
Right. And you want to be protective of her?
Yeah. And I'm just like, this relationship moved really fast. He's like on the show. He's
do you believe
in the
that
summer
he
house
hadn't, Do you believe that he hadn't seen the show before?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
I never believe that. But maybe that's just because I'm
that.
The person who's seen them all.
Yeah. And I would immediately, as soon as I have interest in anyone, I've gotten a full like dossier.
Absolutely.
Of everything they've ever done. Family members. Like, I know
it. Isn't that the most
all.
Annoying thing when you're on a first date and they're like, so like, what do you do? And it's like, baby girl.
Yeah.
You know.
You just let's
you know
move
you already
past
did
this.
It. You asked a million people that we have in common or whatever. We've already done it.
Yeah. Now let's just talk like we're both in the know and we've both stalked heavily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not his bag, but
maybe that's not a straight guy thing.
Yeah.
As much. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't encounter many straight guys.
I hope that he is as nice as he comes off.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it's not like a Jason and Bethany type of thing.
Did he come up with the name Dark Passenger?
I don't know who came up with that.
Whoever came up with it has to be. Well,
isn't that like from Dexter? Or
yes,
something?
It's from Dexter.
Okay.
But whoever brought that to the table, I think deserves an award.
Yeah.
I just think it's like kind of working on a larger level than a lot of them are capable of. So I just think it has to be the two of them.
Yeah.
I don't know who else could do it, but I think it's fucking genius.
Yeah. I'm into that. I'm also like, I'm ready to see a little bit more of Bo. Like, what are his annoying traits? Because
absolutely.
Right now it's very heavy on like Stassi's the one with the problems and like blah, blah, blah.
Well,
but
he does
I'm,
wear
like,
wooden bow ties.
Yeah.
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 That's
I mean, his style is truly.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And maybe recording the conversation between him and her mom about how great Stassi is and then playing it back for her was kind of odd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Did she record it and then play it for him? Who did it? Do you remember that? It's like early in this season.
They
go to lunch with her mom before her mom totally fucks everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi goes to the bathroom and Bo secretly records.
Did he record his mom?
Wait.
It's his on the pier?
Mom. Yeah, it's on the pier. Is that his mom?
I think that's his mom.
Oh, so it's Stassi and his mom. I'm sorry, everyone. I completely.
No, it's okay. I was like, there were a lot of
because
moms.
Because it's her listening to. No. Yeah. He's listening to it in the confessional and he gets emotional about them talking about him.
Okay.
Okay. Now I remember it.
Yeah. There's okay, just a lot of Bo praise, and I just want to level the playing field a little bit.
Agreed. Okay. You know? Fair. I'm ready for that. And you know that he's going to get, I mean, they're going to get knocked sideways next
year.
Yeah.
Like, but I think they do, out of all the guys that she's dated, I'm happy to see her with someone that makes her really happy.
Agreed.
And that she can just be herself and do her thing. She seems really confident and comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I mean, I am a full Stassi.
You're a Stassi fan from the get go.
Yeah.
I love
that. I even liked dark Stassi, but not even dark passenger Stassi, but just initial Stassi. I loved this girl who's she's
so evil, truly evil.
Truly
evil. One of those mean girls that's they don't give a fuck.
Knows they're evil.
Yeah.
People
knows
who are
evil
and they know they're evil. On reality television, I'm willing to play.
I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, but people who are evil and then come out and say that I'm not evil and this is, i.e. Lisa Vanderpump, I have a huge issue with.
Oh, yeah. Because that's you're fake.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on Doggate or Puppygate?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't really stand. I sit. I'm now laying down. I'm actually dead from it. But where I stand is that to me, even if Lisa never did any of the things that people are saying, the way that she handled it is so suspect that
everything makes her look guilty.
Yeah. And everything points back to her and she can't get out of it. So her one way of getting out of it is saying that everyone's wrong and I'm leaving the room. And the funny thing is in this episode of Vanderpump Rules, it starts with James being like, I got to get out of here. Everyone is ganging up against me. And she's like, no, stay. We need you here. You're a part of the show. Literally, that's exactly what's happening to her right now.
You're so right.
And she is leaving because she knows she's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She knows she's done it wrong. And so I kind of can't deal with her.
No, I really don't. That takes away a lot of my respect for someone is when they can't just be like, yeah, I fucked up.
Right.
I'm sorry. And let's move on.
I'm not a huge Billy Lee fan. But one thing I will say about not this episode, but the last episode is that Lisa shut her down.
That was insane.
As Billy was complaining about the other people doing to her on the show, right? And then said, and this is what she does to everyone. She does it to Tom. She does it to the Toms. She does it to everyone, which is that I gave you this platform. You can't say anything bad about me.
Yeah.
And that is not the way it works. You can't buy people's silence.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that anyone has a larger issue, she says, no, I gave you this, so you can't say anything bad about me. And that, to me, is very suspect as well.
Yeah, that's manipulation.
Yeah.
You can never trust someone that holds something over your head in that way.
Right.
It's a sign that they are, a bad person. You need to get the hell out of there.
And when the one trans girl on the show is talking
about
how everyone talks over the trans girl and her experience, you should just sit and listen.
Yeah, and even if it's not what you want to hear, it's not like she's attacking you and saying you're transphobic. She's just saying what her experience has been.
Right.
And then to not only talk over her, but to force her to then say, everyone here has been so not.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I get bad chills right now. It's insane.
Yeah.
That's abuse.
Yes. Well, and it is truly pushing people up against a wall. And
it's gaslighty too,
absolutely.
Because then you're saying oh, well, you said it was fine. Why would you not think that?
You're here now.
Yeah.
Why are you sitting here if you think everyone's transphobic?
I hope Billy Lee is still on the show next season. I feel like she could easily get booted after coming hard the way she did, but I liked the drama that she brought to the table.
I think that where most of the cast members went wrong with Billy Lee is that she could have ended up like Peter.
Yeah.
She could have just ended up there.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do was be kind to her. She could be bringing shots out at the end.
Yeah.
Billy Lee.
Yeah.
But what happens is that they just gave her the space. Mm-hmm. They gave her the fight. And she was searching for it. I definitely think that Billy Lee is on Vanderpump Rules to be on TV, as most of these people are, though for most of them it happened more organically than her experience has happened. But she's not wrong to say that they used her as a prop when they, you know, when they were doing all these pride things and then they got a trans girl on the show. She's not wrong to imply that, because that's exactly what they did. And the minute that she was like, can I have a little room? Everyone said no.
Mm-hmm.
And what they should have just given her was a little room. And then she just would have faded away the way that they wanted her to.
I think that they all get really nervous about someone else hogging attention from them, but they don't know how to keep the attention on them.
It's so the James issue.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're going to, if like you hate this person so much and you're so worried about them stealing your spotlight, then you better give them the old razzle dazzle so they don't.
Exactly. But it's like
Tom and Katie, can you just get in another fight? Like, fight every episode if you really want to stay on the show and you want James to like not have a storyline with his mom.
Right. Don't talk about him. Don't bring him up in situations. Don't do any of these things.
Yeah.
Then he won't be on the show. You've now got Raquel having a job at Vanderpump Rules. You have shot yourself in the foot with this.
And also, it's like, if you would just invite him on all the trips, you give him enough rope to hang himself.
Uh-huh.
That's how you get him, like, get audience to turn against him or whatever, is that you just set him up to fail. You don't actively try and like sabotage someone. Like, I feel like they could take a page out of the Lisa Vanderpump book in a way, because I think she's really good at like just keying people up just destroy themselves.
Absolutely.
All in the vein of like, oh, I don't care, darling. Or like, of course. Like, and then they just fade to death.
Has anyone on the show really and truly been kicked off the show? Stassi left of her own volition and then came back.
Stassi left. I don't know if Vale was, she might have.
Yeah, I feel like Vale kind of went the way of Laura Lee, like just people who are like had something else to do.
Yeah. And I also feel like Vale was someone who like got in way over her head, didn't know what she was dealing with, and then showed up to work that first day and was like, oh, fuck.
Vale was like, I'm sorry, I went to Yale and I fucked Chris Pine. Like, I have to go.
This is not a good fit. Yeah. They're like, why don't you try and fuck Peter or Jax? And she's like internally screaming. She has like organ failure.
Yeah. Faith over in a corner being like, Faith, my turn.
I think was fired or told she couldn't. Like, the way they got rid of her was also really sus.
Yeah.
And then to even to have the balls and the gumption to say, I think Jax was really her victim, is also like insane.
That's also Lisa. That's classic Lisa Vanderpump getting back at Faith for the mess with her son as well.
Oh yeah.
So
true.
That is, Lisa is so manipulative and so smart, but people are realizing what she's doing because it's been happening on both shows now. And I think that she's really put herself in a tough place.
I'm like, I've said it before on this pod, but I'll say it again. Come I'm on. Excited to see the axe like come down.
Oh yeah.
It's, like the reckoning.
It's coming hard.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. Like, that's why I was just like glued to Puppygate.
Yeah.
And weirdly, I love like dog drama with people because they get so keyed up about it.
Yeah. Because dog, like if you, like dog equals you're a bad person. Mm-hmm. If you like.
It's a real judgment on like your entire life.
Yes.
What you do with like pets or whatever. And I'm like, love animals and stuff.
But it's why I don't have a dog, because I don't need people to do that to me.
Yeah, but it's fascinating. But yeah, I'm excited to see the Vanderpump takedown.
Yeah, and I think
hope that someone can, like, because I heard that like by the end of this season of Beverly Hills, like the truth really does come out and Lisa ends up looking really badly. But like, aren't we near the end? When is the end?
We have to be. I think that Beverly Hills, just to talk about this, that other show for a second, is in a real tricky situation as well. I think by the end of this season, they're going to have to cut their cast in half and start again a little because Beverly Hills is having a huge issue with something that the Vanderpump Rules cast does very well, which is moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Real Houses of New York, and I would say Atlanta, does a really good job of this too, which is that something terrible happens, they fight it out, the next morning they're in the Hamptons, they're rolling with it. Like, yeah, they just have to roll. The biggest issue that Beverly Hills right now is that no one can roll.
Yeah.
And Kyle, who actually is my number one, not my favorite housewife of all time, but my number one best housewife of all time, because she can fucking roll.
She does roll. I'm actually like, because I was off Beverly Hills for the past few seasons, but then I jumped back in this season. And I have to say, I love that Kyle can be like, we said sorry and I'm over it. And I was like, I would love like a lesson in forgiveness with Kyle Richards.
Exactly. And, but that's the, it's, it works so well with her personality, and it's genuinely who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She cares so deeply about people and gets so butthurt so quickly. She's super sensitive and cares deeply. So she's reactive, which that's what we need on a reality television show, but she's also self-aware and afraid that people will not love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had it with her sisters. She's had it with Lisa Vanderpump. She's had it with multiple people on the show. And she and Lisa Rinna and Erica Jane are in their own category right now of people who can do reality television and do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them, I think, have to go.
Yeah. I would be fine with like a shakeup.
Right. And Lisa Vanderpump can't roll. But
no.
She
cannot just like show up and like have conflict.
No. And, you know, I think a lot of people on, just to talk Real Housewives in general, a lot of what I would say the queens of the show, Nene, Lisa Vanderpump, Vicky Gumbelson, have all come into this same problem almost the exact same time, which is that they're getting beheaded and a new person is stepping up to the plate. And it's like truly Game of Thrones-y stuff. But like Portia Williams has walked into Atlanta and taken over. And she started out as the village idiot. She literally five, six, however many seasons ago she started, she thought the Underground Railroad was a real railroad. She did. That was her whole plot point on the first season. And she got divorced. She kind of, she called herself the Princess of Thoughtlandia because she was dating again.
Love.
She's now pregnant, getting married, has the best comic timing on television, has turned a whole corner and can fucking roll with it. And if you're watching Atlanta right now, a star is born. And it took like 6 years.
Damn, I need to get into Atlanta because I was in the beginning, but then just fell off. But well, Atlanta's been
ups and downs and ups and downs. Yeah. But I will say that New York and Atlanta are by far the strongest Housewives series because they are at their heart a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are women New that York? Can roll with it. And they're so funny.
Shocks me with how good it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lol a minute.
Absolutely.
I'm, like, so down. And then also just in awe that these ladies can, like, be so awful to each other. Yeah. And then just be over it.
Well, because they also have...
They all film together, too.
Yes, they have, but they have decade-long investments in each other. That's the strength of New York, is that actually the way that they cast that show is not just, like, they've failed when they've tried to bring in someone new. They've succeeded when they're like, we've known each other 20 years. She's been in the background of every party that we've had since Real Housewives started.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like,
now it's her time.
And they have great footage of like seeing like Dorinda walk in the background from like season 2 or whatever. And now Dorinda's the star of the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a tangent, but Vanderpump Rules, the cast of this show, does it super well. This season was not the weakest season yeah,
so far, yeah. I would say.
I agree, but I think that what happened in the reunion and why I really loved the reunion, and sometimes I really hate them, but I thought these ones were really good.
Yeah.
And where they are progressing in terms of their home lives, like literal homes.
Yeah.
And the way that they're sort of biting back at Lisa Vanderpump, I think is really going to change the dynamic of the show. I'm so interested in what the next season looks like.
I mean, I have a feeling that, like, I think they definitely were strategic in moving to the Valley and staying within, like, a mile of each other.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Kristen could be axed real quick.
Oh,
I mean, I know she's an OG and I would not want that. Like, I want Kristen to be on the show forever.
Yeah.
But I think that it's like, I don't, if she's not going to really like, she doesn't share that side of her life with Carter. Like, we didn't get to see right. them have a lot of conflict right. and like, she's not, it's not like how she was with Sandoval where they were like, yeah. knew every facet of their horrible relationship. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, she just jumps in. There's just not much for her to weigh in on as like a character. She doesn't have that much of a storyline going. Like, I could see it moving towards.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, her house that she purchased is the one that is different from everyone else's.
Yeah, and I liked that.
Fucking lovely.
Yeah, and she's like renovating yeah, and I'd stuff. Maybe repaint she has a vision. Yellow
on the outside, but yeah. like, I'm sorry, like it.
Like, I was like, you have a personality and a point yeah, of
like,
view.
This seems really cute. And I think a lot of those homes are, they look like the homes you would buy if you got $2 million. And mm-hmm. hers looks like a very lovely home
yeah.
for a girl who's going to live in the valley. And also looks, the greenery looks so much more lush than the valley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like very
it's
pleased.
A cute cottage.
Yeah, pleased with her desert cottage.
Mm-hmm.
Sheena Marinky Dinky Dink. Anyway, what I will say, hashtag Sheena Marinky Dinky Dink.
Yeah, get it trending. That needs to be her one woman cabaret show. Well,
that's her Vegas show. Her new
Vegas
did
show.
Did you ever see the old Vegas show?
No, the like.
The did I'm you, in love with a gay man or whatever.
Or sex tips. Yeah. I mean, I got like, I saw the.
I was in
flyer
Vegas when it. When
did you
it
go
was,
see it?
I didn't go.
The missed opportunity.
Absolutely. You don't think I have regrets? I have a few. Okay. Wait, but what I will say about Kristen is that what is sad for me about Kristen is that the houses that all of these people on the show are bought off of Kristen's back.
Yeah.
Kristen
she
made
built
this
show. Exactly.
And I would say that that Stassi and Kristen made the show.
Yeah. And if Kristen and Jax, if that season two hadn't happened, this would have just been another like whatever.
Absolutely.
Like a Below Deck or something.
Yes.
You know what yeah. I mean? Like yeah. you still watch and
yeah,
are
yeah,
interested.
Yeah. You're like,
but
oh,
I heard
something crazy happened on Below Deck. Let me go check in.
Yeah. But like, is it iconic?
No.
And Kristen pulled some iconic shit.
She backed off of it, which I think was the probably
that
the
was
right
a mistake because I think she's still as crazy as she
absolutely.
Ever was. I don't think that there's been.
She's just guarding it, which yeah. is why she probably won't show us her real relationship, which I think is why the other girls get very frustrated with her mm-hmm. because they're like, we know you're still fucking crazy. We know everything's going wrong in your life, but you're just decided to say that everything is all good.
Yeah. Which like, is not the way to handle like.
Right.
Because like, there was a point where I was like, Kristen doesn't need to be a part of this world anymore. Like right. it's going to take
and
such
Lisa
a
wants
toll.
Her out.
But then she backed off and I was like, oh, she figured it out. But then you just realize, oh no, there's not a whole lot has gotten figured out. It's right. just being like funneled into elsewhere and like hidden away,
yeah.
which I think is less healthy probably.
It would make me sad if she were off the show, maybe not for her own mental health. I'm sure that, I mean, I'm, you know, she's a stalker at heart. She's mm-hmm. a fixator. So I think if she were off the show, that would probably be even more detrimental to her
yeah.
life, especially that very, very weak power play of like moving to the same neighborhood as everyone else
mm-hmm.
just to make sure that to
lock
solidify
it in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think that Kristen is a really valuable asset to the show, much more valuable than Sheena, much more valuable to Katie than Katie in many ways. And she just actually has to put herself back out there
yeah.
and really earn her spot again.
I want to see her dating. I was yeah. like so excited when she said she was single because I was like, we finally get to see like Kristen right. back in the mix. Right.
But she really just said that so she could be like, I need a
so she
part
have
of the trailer.
To say. Yeah. Like literally so they would circle back to her yeah. and ask her about yeah. it. And then you yeah. realize she just lied.
Right. Actually, and one of the things that I think that Sheena did so smartly at the reunion is that like literally Sheena was not on the reunion. She was sitting
yeah.
in the end, barely saying a damn word.
Mm-hmm.
But what was smart about that is that Sheena gets it. Like she has been the center of the ship for a lot of seasons of this show. She's gotten so much shit. She's been everyone's friend and everyone's worst enemy. She's gotten married, divorced. Everything has gone wrong for her. And she had like some semblance of an okay season. And she's like, I'm just going to get my hair braided
in the ponytail.
And I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to wait for someone to speak to me. And occasionally I'll like make a little bit of drama, but I won't make too much drama. And when they asked her about Lala,
it was like her saying,
whose friendship was it?
It was her and Lala, where they were like, you said that everyone flocked to Lala because, like, they're up her ass. And then the way that Sheena and Lala both handled that, I was like, who are you ladies? Because right. Sheena was like, you know, I thought that like they really like her. Like she said something so like media coach. Yeah. But I was like, yeah, good job, Sheena. Because like she didn't give anyone any room to like get mad at her in her response. And then I thought Lala surely was going to have at least one little sassy thing to say.
Yeah.
And then Lala was like, you know what? I see where you're coming from and I'm always here for you. And I was like, excuse me?
Well, I think that Lala, for all of her crazy juju, is actually a very empathetic person and knows when to give someone a break, even though this season she did not do a great job of that for many reasons.
Yeah.
But I think that she's like, she feels sorry for Sheena in many ways.
Yeah.
And she did not mean to usurp her power, but Lala has become such a huge force on this show. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's her like being like, I have a pair of shoes that I never wear. And do you wear the same size? And do you want to wear them?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that Sheena, like they're all realizing, cause I think every woman on the show was really threatened by Sheena, but they're realizing that there is nothing to be threatened by.
There's no threat.
Sheena is literally the least threatening person in the entire world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I believe bought that Palm Springs home so that they could have a place to go.
Yeah.
That is Sheena's space that no one will complain about.
Mm-hmm.
So that she's like, I've made myself through a property investment integral to the next season of the show in a way that makes me look good.
Yeah.
Because I know that this Marina Del Rey, like
whatever condo. Yeah.
Is not going to do it.
Love the ocean.
Yeah. She's like,
look out the window and there are boats everywhere.
She's like, I'm 10 minute drive from a sugarfish. Like, okay,
cool. Literally the rest of LA is as well.
Yes, exactly. She's like, I love my neighborhood. There's a Target here. It's like, okay.
Have you been to La Brea and Santa Monica? She's like, this one is newer.
Yeah.
My favorite thing, and I love that this episode began with a flashback to James just muttering, like, I fucking hate you people. Wait, under his
I just
want
to say really quickly, did we just talk for that whole time and now we're going to start at the beginning of the episode? We were covering a lot of bases, but let's get into some specifics.
It's good to have just like a laying the groundwork. We did cover a lot. We did cover a lot, though, so we can skip over anything feels like a double.
No, I do feel like we built the house, but now we're just going to put some trim on it.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
For Kristen.
For Kristen. But Lisa starts real talking Kristen, and Andy does, because they're like, you're jumping in every time.
Yeah.
Like, they basically tell her to shut her mouth.
Right.
Which was why I was like, oh, you're going to get fired.
She was also getting a bunch of side talking from, like Katie being like, you are doing that.
Yeah.
Like I love those little, like, side conversations where they're like, no, for real. Okay, we should really stop.
Yeah, they're like, please, Kristen, please.
If you want to be on the show anymore, please.
Yeah, you got to, like, hone it in and, like, make a splash, but not, like, lom onto, like, anyone else's splash.
But even Sheena can see that, like, that when you end up talking about something so much that annoys other people, that you just kind of have to sit there and say, like, sorry, I talked about it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that with James, Kristen had that moment of, like, clarity, but I don't know if there's ever real clarity where she was like, I'm not over it. Like, I'm still talking about him and still whatever.
I mean,
like, eventually shut the fuck up.
Get over it. Like, it's the relationship
is
over.
Worthless.
He's on the show. Like, you're not, anything you do that spins your wheels against him makes you look really bad.
But maybe that's what she thinks keeps her on the show, because she has no connection to an actual restaurant anymore.
I know, but she would be, she's wrong in that thinking, if that's her thinking.
Yes.
It's like, you're like, this is reality TV, not Judge Judy. Like, right. You're not going to get any sort of justice you seek. So like, get like, let's just go back to like dating and like, just accept, like, you need to do some breathing exercises.
What do you think her, what do you think her plot line, like in her thinking about a next season of the show, what would she pitch to producers as her storyline to keep her on?
I think her storyline is like, I thought I was going to get married to this person, mm-hmm. but we broke up. I'm in a new house. I'm throwing myself into renovating it. Like, follow me on this home transformation journey, right. and follow me as like, I try and get a man.
Yes.
Because all my friends are getting married. All my friends are having kids.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm like crazy and alone.
Right.
But yes. I need to find someone that's just as crazy as I am. Yes. And that's and the plot line. Like,
$, $, $, $.
Yeah.
I think to that point, a part of the angle, she probably can't see herself in this way, but a part of the angle is everyone else is growing up and doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
You need my sad sack ass.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to become unrelatable,
mm-hmm.
and you need me in this
to even
home.
It out. Yeah. Working on my home.
Yeah.
Selling my t-shirts.
Yeah. Driving
and just
this
starting
Prius.
Over from the ground zero.
Yeah.
Which is actually like, she's at a great level. Like, I'm not worried about her.
She's fine.
She's fine. But like, that's like what the storyline needs.
If she could get in one fight with a person, because I think you have to like glom onto something going wrong.
Yeah.
Who do you have an inkling of that being?
If she could get in a fight with one person, I mean, I could see her getting in a fight. Like, a good fight would be her and Brittany.
Wow.
Because like,
oh wow, you started from the maid of honor, mm-hmm. thing. Wee.
Having like a little bit of resentment about that, and then having to like take over, like, because Katie, like, what is Katie, an effective human being? Like, no. I don't think that she can handle any sort of wedding responsibilities or whatever.
No.
So like, maybe Kristen's taking over Katie's job.
Right. Yes,
and
yes,
she's
yes,
pissed
yes.
because yeah. she should have been the maid of honor,
yeah.
and Katie's not pulling her weight,
right.
and then it just turns into a big fight,
right?
A blow up.
Very,
but then they get over it in time for the wedding and it's fine.
Very like Sheena, Katie, Stassi, Katie getting married, like all this sort of like, that would work really well for the season. And it would tie Kristen into the large arc of the season, which is Brittany and Jax getting married,
mm-hmm.
In a way that she would be integral.
Yeah.
And could start a lot of fires, because she needs to start some fires
yeah.
as well.
I really liked at the end of this episode when she was like, they tried to come for her about the Carter thing, which was very legit, because they just peeled away the onion to reveal that she's fully still with him.
Yes, exactly. She's just lying.
What did she say? I've got to look up. I was like, wrote a list of all the things that they do, which is they live together. They sleep in the same bed sometimes. They had sex twice, and she still thinks she's going to marry him. So
yeah.
I would say that you're officially still
yeah
together.
Other than that last statement, it sounds like you're actually married.
Yeah But like, when she clapped back at like Katie and Tom and like Stassi's relation, when she was like, for 8 years I sat here and listened to you like mm-hmm. complain about your man, I was like, let's get into that, because that's actually interesting.
Right. I would say that what Kristen, for all of her bad qualities, what she does pride herself on, and she's not wrong about, is her loyal friendships.
Yeah.
And she would do anything for anyone. And I think that is, could affect her in the Brittany situation, like you're saying, is that she actually is a great friend to Brittany and
mm-hmm.
does a lot of stuff for all these other girls and has sat through all of them talking about their relationship woes. And they got married to these people, or are going to get married to these people, or are those people are still in their lives, and she's had to accept that and move on. And
yeah.
maybe it's her caginess about her relationship with Carter, which is stopping Katie and Stassi from being more generous about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is where Kristen is right.
I mean, imagine having Katie tell you like a thing or two about your relationship. Like, I'd be filled with rage.
I know.
That would be it would be unimaginable.
I know. I have so much trouble with Katie. And it has nothing to do with the reasons that she thinks that people don't like her or want to make fun of her.
Yeah, because she says, she's like, why do people hate me so much? Like, I get so much hate. And it's like, because of exactly what you just said.
That statement, you have to be able to, even Jax understands what the deal is with him.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one person on the show who can't admit that there's any sort of problem with her at all.
Yeah. It's, she has no awareness or greater knowledge of like what she comes off like on television.
Yeah.
And it's like a victim act 24/7.
And they
it's
really
like,
went after Schwartz for that Mexico like hotel room scream thing where he's like, I don't like the sound of your voice. It sounds like a coffin.
Oh yeah, that was insane.
They went after him and I was like, wait. He may have done everything right, wrong. She married that man.
Yeah.
Like, she knows that person. We
she
all know.
Stuck with him.
Yeah.
Gave the ultimatum, said, like, she threw down and said, like, marry me or else.
Right.
Then, like, she instigated that fight.
Absolutely.
With Trade Me.
Yeah.
Like, so where is, like, any sort of due diligence being, like, why is there still all this like combative energy between the two of you?
Right. And even Schwartz will say like, well, a lot of that was residual energy from our past issues. And the thing is that Katie won't say that the Trade Me thing is maybe actually about like her not being over a lot of the stuff either.
Yeah.
And if he's dumb enough to think that if she says she's over it, then they're over it. So mm-hmm. he can't keep like redoing the math on this situation and finding out that like his math is wrong when she keeps telling him that his math is right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that she's put him in a rough place, but you know, and I've said this before on this podcast, but I am a huge, huge Tom Schwartz, like uber fan.
You love him.
I love him, and I love him in a serious and like deeply sexual way.
He is hot, but he looks so dead inside.
Wow, my type.
Walking dead.
Yeah, truly.
Gasping for breath.
Dead, average size
dark
penis.
Dark circles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, he looks like the life is being sucked out of him in this reunion.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, like his life seems like I could see how it would feel that way for mm-hmm. him, where it's just like he's just floated through life,
right,
letting things happen to him.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
really worked.
It's worked like a charm. Yeah. He literally is like an avatar. Like, he represents like every straight white man in America, like on a macro
so of
scale.
Course, like my self hating, my like gay self hating self is like, oh my God, I love that guy.
Yeah. But it's like, he literally just does nothing, yet he is a $2 million house. Like,
right.
He's lucked into a situation, but then I think he's starting, it's like you see a glimmer of something where it's like, this is not a person that seems happy with their life.
No, certainly not. I mean,
you act like it. You can go to TomTom and shake hands with people and take pics, but like...
Right. Well, I think that they think that... I mean, that's a very Hollywood thing, too, is that they're... You know, they talk about all these celebrities that come to TomTom or whatever, and like that makes the place a success. And not that it doesn't, but it's much like the Countess Luann's cabaret show. People are going... Not because you're a good singer, but because they want to laugh at you and with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the Vanderpump Rules people do understand that, but they are getting so successful and buying much bigger houses than certainly you or I live in.
I was not I mean, like aware that it was like that for them, but
right.
I think I read that Tom and Ariana paid cash.
Well, they are good with their money.
Yeah, they're
I was
Susie Orman
approved.
Surprised
by that.
Yeah, no, but I was just like, these people have means at this point.
Yes.
And it's just like, yeah, I don't know how to reconcile. Like, to me, though I do like find myself starstruck-ish around them, that's just like the reality show nature of it. But like, I don't think of them as like... Like, I'll always think of them as season 1 and 2 Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and what I'm interested in about next season is, does it become less interesting? This season already was
less interesting. Yeah. But I feel like it's like when they try so hard to control the narrative, because the reunion showed that if you just start to like tap the egg, it will crack.
Yes.
Like that's all it takes. So I don't know who became like complicit in allowing them to like hide certain parts of their life or like make it look one way when it's really another way. Right. But that is what I felt like was going on for a majority of this season.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's never how the show has been. The beauty of it is that they try to do that, but they never really can.
Mm-hmm.
Like the best kind of like the metaphor I have for that is like they all got Montezuma's revenge on this Mexico trip.
Right.
It's like that is Vanderpump Rules, where it's like, yeah, it may be chic, but you're shitting and barfing.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
So like, they can have houses and have hit books and t-shirt lines, but I want to see the Montezuma's revenge as well.
And that is the same storyline happened in, I think it was Columbia for the Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
And they fully went there with it because like those women are also ready to play ball.
Yeah.
And I found this year, you're absolutely right, this season, the cast was hesitant to fully give over.
Yeah. Like I feel like they gained some sort of awareness. Like I think that they thought for a long time that it was like they're friends and they're on a show and it's like fucking cool and weird and like shit happens, but like didn't really understand that like a lot of people kind of view the show with like a sense of humor, like gawking,
right?
And they've become aware of that as their like stature has grown,
right?
But now they're insecure about that, so they try and be like, no, it's actually fine. Like, we're actually this way in our marriage. It's great. And like, ha ha ha. And it's like, no, we all know the jig's been up since literally the pilot episode. Like, just lean into it and like go with it. This is who you are in this world.
And they're trying, but they're all trying to create a bigger business. So now the cat is out of the bag. They all have these big houses. There's something to protect.
Yeah.
They cannot work at this restaurant forever. And we've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how long can these people be a host? We know full well that Lala does not need hosting money.
Yeah. And that she does not actually work at that restaurant.
Right. Like maybe Raquel and James and Billy Lee are the future of this show. And we're going to see these people exit out onto another version of this called Tom Tom, where they are living their adult lives. And maybe that's what the Vegas show is for. But we are graduating to something else because they now think they have something to protect. They do. They have mortgages. They have lives. They have businesses that they're trying to build.
But the rub of it is that if you do a better job, like if you, the less protective you are, the better it is, the more money you're going to get, the more success. All this came from you guys being a mess. Doesn't work if you guys are like not just raw and messy, but you are just in general, like that is your life state.
Right.
And that's okay. But you keep doing that.
Yeah. You have to keep doing that
and print the money so you can pay your bills.
Right. Exactly. And if anything, keep pretending to do it. I mean, I do think what has made the show so good is that it is authentic. When you see them on that reunion special and Jax is saying to Tom Sandoval, you know, you're not going to be my best man anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, they are having these impactful, meaningful, like life-altering conversations, but we're only seeing that for the first time this season.
Yeah. And I think to piggyback on that, Tom Sandoval and Ariana have been relieved of their bridesmaid and best man duties. I don't think that Ariana's a bridesmaid anymore.
Wow.
I may be wrong, but like, I think that they followed through.
I'm excited for them. I've always loved her. And I think that she can be like a difficult person to stay invested in because she can't fully come out and say and like emote in the way a lot of the other cast members can. But she is smart.
She's smart, and the circumstances under which she entered the Vanderpump Rules playing field are horrific
yeah.
and shocking.
And when she came out and said that was one of the strongest parts of probably any reunion I've ever seen of this show.
Yeah.
When she came out and said that her father had died, and when she came on the show, Jax had said that, used that against her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fully humbled by that.
Yeah.
Because he immediately apologized, because these tapes are here forever and this life is long, honey. And mm-hmm. like, she waited and waited and waited and finally said that to everyone.
Yeah.
And she got so much power in that moment
mm-hmm.
because that's what everyone was griping on everyone else for doing. And she's like, do you not remember what I had to sit there and take to start this experience with you?
Yeah.
Like, she earned her stripes.
Mm-hmm. And like, there's been a lot of payoff in her kind of being more guarded
mm-hmm.
because now it's like, once you have like a power position like hers, then you can kind of do whatever you want
right.
because you have not laid a lot of groundwork for being like a total hypocrite.
Exactly.
Because the rest of them, it's like they have no ability to be like, God, yeah, like, fuck. Like, like, yeah, I did say that, but like, yeah. I thought she was a whore back then, like, yeah. or just trying to yeah. make fun of it and like move on.
Right.
It's like, no, well, I'm like so different now. It's just like so defensive. If you play it like Ariana, you never start have
defensive.
To yeah.
It's actually
you start really defensive.
It's an Erica Jayne technique.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way that Erica Jayne plays the game, is icy and defensive. And then what's so smart about Erica Jayne, and Ariana has done this as well, is that they melt for one episode and then build and build and build. They like freeze themselves again.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just keyed into them enough that you think, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love them. I like that.
Yeah.
But then you have people like Kristen who are just, you know, they're not ice, they're fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just put a sign on that fire that says ice.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's just simmering, yeah, like just waiting for off. An explosion.
Yeah.
So, Schwartz also, there was a weird moment where they were like bringing up the inviting James to Mexico thing, mm-hmm. and like everyone like blamed Sandoval. And like Schwartz just kind of shirked that off. And yeah. like,
he's like, yeah. oh, well, I guess I was lying. Everybody looked like so like they were going to be mad at me. So
yeah.
I didn't say anything.
And then he's like said something about Katie. He was like, I'm terrified of you or something. That I was like, God, like, why are we not leaning more into like their dysfunctional relationship?
Right. Well,
you know, it's all still happening.
Bubba.
Is
it ever happening? It's all happening. She to Shay.
James recounting all the Vando vacations he's been on was like chef's kiss good.
I know, but it also that list of them, just they all,
he cares so much is the thing.
Of course,
is he cares like above and beyond.
Now we're getting to it. This is the thing that I wanted to talk about. Here's what it is. Why can't anyone, they all said they've been to therapy. I know that most of them are like, I went to three therapy.
Yeah, if you go to therapy on camera, you've officially not been to therapy.
Exactly. Why can't they see that when he says, I don't care, he really cares? What he's like, oh, I don't care. He remembers everything. He's so sensitive. He's so hurt. And I think if one person just said, I see how much you care,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sorry that you care so deeply about something that we've been so flip about.
Yeah.
That being said, the minute that we try to invite you in and you get hurt again, you go ahead and try and destroy all of us. Like, it's so easily on the table.
Yeah.
Andy could pick it up, but mm-hmm. no one really did.
They just don't have those kinds of like communication skills.
Right.
Their like emotional intelligence is so shockingly low.
Right.
That it's like they can't, like, to see them try and navigate, like I felt like there was a lot of like each other ratting people out for saying stuff yeah. and being like, do you see him talking to me like this? And it's like, you are an adult. Like, you don't need to go tattle to like your daddy about right. like what this person's saying to you.
Right.
Just like handle it.
And also that be self-reflective and say and see that you're like, I too, you're right, I too have said things like that in the past. I think that one of the better moments for Katie and Lala, because Katie had so few good moments and I think Lala was having a weird time in this.
She was, I think going through a lot, not dealing with it great, but like, how is there a great way to deal with like losing a parent? Like, I can't imagine.
Right. Her, she's also a person whose defenses are truly up. And when given the opportunity to apologize or to say like, maybe I would have acted differently, she doubles down. And that concerns me for her because, I think a lot of the girls have softened her because actually she is a sweet person, but I do think a lot of it is that they can fly on a free plane and they know a good thing when they see it.
Yeah, there's proximity to power.
Yeah.
And like, they're, I mean, Lala's also had like some sort of transformation where she just looks rich now. Absolutely. Like, she looks like a housewife.
Yep.
And none of the other women on this show, like, no one's had the kind of glow up that Lala is experiencing.
Yeah. Not even Stassi, who I think was like edging toward that kind of, just in terms of her overall aesthetic and appearance.
Yeah. And like, personal brand.
Right.
Is like, at its peak would be at where Lala is now.
Yes. Yeah. And Lala's only moving up. Just a side note, I was very surprised about what Stassi wore to the reunion. It looked just like one of the things that she wore in confessional.
And it also looked like the green dress that Kristen wore in season 3 to pick up Tom's mail.
Wow.
Which was like, but that's the thing is like, I feel like they don't put that kind of thing together.
I know, but Stassi's the one person and maybe I'm just too,
you kind of expect there to be a moment.
Yeah. I was like, go for it. Like, I loved that Raquel moment because I was like, at least she's come here to play, babe.
Yeah, she entered.
She's trying to get on this show and she's doing it well.
Yeah, I think that Stassi has kind of like I want more like fashion and like looks from her because I feel like, and I've done this in a relationship too where you get like really comfortable with the guy and then you're just like, I'm not going to wear makeup anymore. Like, I'm going to wear sweats. And like, it, yeah, like, sure.
She was practically wearing sweats.
She basically wore sweats. Yeah. Like, she wore a reunion equivalent of sweats.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing about, Lala. I was like, at least your girl, like, that's, did she say in the first episode what it was? I think she did. Was it Tom Ford?
What?
The dress that she was wearing.
She said that she was wearing.
It was something. I thought it was, I remember, something. In the first,
okay. I need to go back.
Maybe
and
I'm
now.
Wrong, but.
If it was Tom Ford, I'm shook.
I'm fully shook
at her, like, $4,200 dress.
It is so weird, though, that space, when they have the Real Housewives reunions, like, they get various degrees of dressed up depending on what this reunion is calling for. In that space, that sir space, everything looks cheap. It's so hard to look really good. Like, Lisa looks fucking cheap. Like, that jacket.
I can't. The rhinestones.
I think there were parts of it that the rhinestone had fallen off.
Under the hot lights, like the glue had melted. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I could not believe the rhinestone jacket.
No, everyone looks.
If you're going to go rhinestone, you need to go like full Liberace, like Elton John, like crystals on the jacket, not like you went to Michael's and got a hot glue gun.
I know. I want Lisa to come on looking like, you know, incredible. I guess fierce. Now, maybe now that we're getting this house glow up, maybe the reunion will be like, by the way, we're fucking rich as filth.
Yeah.
I'd be more into that. I'd love to see a downfall from rich as filth.
Of all the cast members of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I mean, it's coming. I mean, yeah. Jax is already like, he's going through his first tax lien and like, he just got the house.
Just bought the house.
So yeah, like, don't worry. That's going to happen. Yeah. But like, yeah, I mean, I've never been able to understand their approaches to the reunion.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't, I mean, it's annoying to have to get an outfit that you can only wear like one time, but that's what you're in showbiz, babe.
Like, for those dresses are, you don't have to go to Nordstrom and buy a dress. All have publicists or stylists who get them a dress and then it's given back. Maybe it's from last season, babe, but it is like still a free dress.
I just don't know. Like, I can't Yeah. Get on board. Also, Raquel did it right.
The thing that helped
she got
Lala
a dress
too,
fresh off the runway, wore it right into that reunion.
Fresh off the quinceañera store. I mean, like, I don't know where that was from. But what I will say is that the other thing that helped Lala this reunion is she looked amazing. The dress was right, especially in close-up. You're like, ooh, that's really fresh.
Mm-hmm.
She went blonder, and I think some people look really good going from blonde to like a browner phase, which is what you're in right now, and I think you look very great.
Thank you.
I don't think the brown didn't help for her.
Yeah, I loved the blonde.
That hot blonde. The hot I think blonde. She's in a good like honey place right now.
Yeah, but I like where it's at now. Yeah. The makeup was on point. Like everything.
I mean, remember
just
that
looked...
iconic first season of Lala with that makeup?
I will never forget her bronzer.
I still send it to my friends.
Her contour.
Yeah, I mean.
She came.
Contour de force. I mean, it was.
Talk about coming in guns blazing in a reunion.
Yeah, and that's when they were still doing the reunion seating, that iconic row behind.
The row behind and like bar chair.
The high bar chair. You're like, my table's kind of wobbly. Like, it's that one.
Yeah, where you have to be like crotch level with a camera if you're like a tangential. Yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Katie gets called out for the dick shaming, which I feel like I was glad that people spoke to it, but yeah. I was also like, we need, like, I just wanted more. I wanted more like lashing against her for that.
It's symptomatic of a larger problem, and Katie maybe was given a pass for a lot of her Schwartz relationship stuff because some of the other stuff was so heated.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of she did, and I give Katie a lot of shit, but she did push this season's plot forward in a really, really decisive way. And with James. Mm-hmm. So I just, maybe the Tom Schwartz stuff fell away, and Tom Schwartz does get a pass for so many things. I don't think he really minds that stuff, but it is symptomatic of a larger problem that I hope we see more of. And let me tell you something. When he stood up and like went to go like take his belt off, was like, this is the reunion for me.
We find out that Patrick cheated on Stassi too before she moved. Truly a demon. Like, how in the world?
Ew. Can you imagine?
So she moved to New York with him, quit the show, then had to move back, come back tail between legs, being like, I left my entire job. Like, what if they had not taken her back?
Yeah. I mean, it only speaks to her being one of the greatest reality TV villains of all time.
Yeah.
Who's actually made significant changes in her life,
mm-hmm.
that she has been brought back in this way.
Yeah. And able to like slowly rise again.
Yeah. Her first 3 seasons of that show,
three. Yeah. Cause and I then think she left the after the fourth,
yes.
But then did she come back towards the end of the fourth?
Yes. She came back tail between her legs, and then 5, she was back in. She's never fully been gone a season.
Yeah. But 5 and 6, she was just like, she wasn't as mean as the first 3. She was like more victim, like Katie style.
I know. Well,
and that's when I reached my like peak Stassi hatred.
You did?
Yes. In seasons 5 and 6, I was like, I cannot deal with this person.
Wow, that's so interesting, because I was very team Stassi through that whole Katie experience.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that they were all doing the wrong thing, but like Katie loves to have one up on someone,
mm-hmm.
and when she gets it, she stays there. My least favorite kind of person is the person who's like, I have more power than you, and even though I have the opportunity to forgive you and we can move on, I've just decided I like having my power more.
Yeah.
And that's the way that Katie plays the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that Katie ascended to power via Stassi leaving,
yes,
but has never been dethroned since then.
Can like, you imagine in those first couple of seasons, Katie with that hay blonde hair?
That's being generous to call it that blonde, because it was hay orange, as in hay. Your hair is really orange.
Girl, look how fucking orange you look, girl.
Her hair that she put in the weird buns.
Oh my God. And then she became a makeup and beauty, like she was calling herself some like a makeup beauty guru, whatever. Anyway,
yeah,
that she came to power like that was really wild. But she saw an opportunity. She saw.
She thought there was a glimmer. There was an opening.
Kristen's leg was caught in a deer trap in the woods.
Yeah.
Stassi had run off with some abusive man. And she was like, and Sheena is just like doing circles in the back trying to figure out how to like fix the bar tabs or whatever. Like, she was like, wow, it's me.
It's my time.
Yeah.
And here we go. And it's just been like completely mismanaged.
So you still think she's the queen?
I think that like the power structure of the group is she's very, very high up.
Don't you?
I think that she holds a lot of like weight in as far as like who's in, who's out.
People who used we to like, be afraid who we hate. Of Stassi, and now they're afraid of
her. Afraid of Katie.
Yeah.
She controls that a lot. And you saw it in the season when she when Lala's like, I'm gonna go into the studio with James, and then she's like, you're gonna go with Jane, and then it was suddenly like Lala ghosted the studio time.
Yeah, no.
And for Lala to ghost the stew,
honey, she's a hit maker.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot.
She's got to get in the stew.
I think that Katie has so much power, but it needs to be relinquished. Or like,
I think that a change gone come. I think that this next season will bring about new power. What I'm really interested in is this one little moment in the show where and they put it in every single trailer, and then it ended up being so innocuous.
Mm-hmm.
But where Stassi called Brittany Bratney, and I think like Game of Thrones style, what we're about to witness is Daenerys Targaryen, whatever the fuck her name is, go crazy. Where the person that you like loved the most and thought was a hero is now going to become like power hungry. And I think it's Brittany.
We saw the beginnings of that this season when she like, when people were like, are you sure Jax, like you want to be doing this? And then she ripped her mic off and like ran away and was like, stop following me.
Yeah, and
like,
you saw it at the reunion
and
too.
She cannot handle it. And anytime that anyone even came for Jax, Brittany like jumped in and immediately had his back in like a very aggressive, uncharacteristically aggressive way.
I think we're about to get a new queen.
I mean, this Beauty and the Beast wedding kind of signed me up. I mean, because we have not gotten to see like a true like rich people with too much money that don't know how to spend it that type of wedding yet.
I mean, we becoming like cater waiters to be at this function?
I mean, I'm like, I've joked about this on the pod with past guests, but I'm like, do we need to go tailgate this wedding? Like, this is our America's royal wedding. Yes. Is Britney's Beauty and the Beast wedding to Jax in Versailles, Kentucky.
Oh my God. You're so right.
I need to make like a commemorative plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
wait, that's actually genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to do the whole thing. You need to sell it.
Merch.
You need to
wedding
merch.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. Like, cause I could be like, I've been really negative about this wedding, but I think
why?
That just because I'm like, I don't know how badly I want to see like the storyline of like these two people really shouldn't get married as like episode one. And then each episode is like, no, I'm serious. Like they really shouldn't. And then it's like, please, for the love of God, do not get married. And then they get married and everyone's like, oh my God. Yay.
That's what has happened at every one of these weddings.
But now I guess I'm like, you know what? I know what we're getting into. At least this will be a spectacle.
I mean, they're going to turn the lights on and the roaches are going to scatter because I do think that there are people that have been waiting in the wings for years to try and ruin this upcoming wedding.
Like, do you think that people, oh my God, that I like... Like my pelvic floor just like lost all control.
Yeah, I think Jax
at the thought of like women coming out of the wings.
Yes. I think that they're going to be pulled out some way, somehow. I would be very surprised. I don't wish this on them, but I would be very surprised if this, I don't think
goes off without a hitch and then
building
it's just
sort
like a happy
redemption
ending.
Redemption arc or something. They can't sustain this way. If it does go to the happy ending way, this is the last season of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. I mean, I can give you a shitty season if it means that I'm going to get it back like tenfold. Like it's like a, it's like the recession or whatever, where it's like, hang on to your little comeback and then it'll be better than ever.
Right.
That's how this season really needs to be.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to go through this again.
No, but I do think that it could really go down next year, and I'm thrilled by the prospect. But I just kind of made myself nervous, I guess, because I don't want to.
You're not the only one that's had that instinct, though. Like that this is like kind of the tsunami wave where it goes out and then it just comes crashing down.
It even plays to the way that a lot of these Real Housewives and Vanderpump Rules shows are structured, which is that one episode is hot. And the hot thing that usually happens at the very end of that hot episode. It's a build, 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 hot episode. The next episode is a denouement into what will be the next hot episode. And when I say hot, I mean like very like fiery, right? Mm-hmm. And so they go one on, one off. And usually they never go back to back to back.
Yeah.
And that's because they have to keep telling the story while also at the same time pushing the drama, which mm-hmm. can be two different things sometimes. And I think that this whole season was just a build up to what next season will be.
Yeah. I love and pray.
Me too.
That's the case.
Me too. Or else this pod is...
We're talking about other stuff.
Toast.
Yeah. Wait, can we talk about Kristen and Bo's independent film that they starred in?
Must see.
Called Loneliness of the Long Distance Dreamer. I mean, 2010 masterpiece.
Yeah, exactly.
Where was that short form, Emmy?
Hey, thank you.
I'm shaking at the thought. Vintage Dodie is stunning.
Yes, obviously
that
stunning.
Upward camera angle. Who could pull that off? But her
truly stringy hair, by the way. I was like kind of shook by that HMU.
The hair and makeup it's been tough to get a handle on. Yeah,
well, it was an indie babe. It was like very real, it was very now.
Yeah. Bo's acting, his like coming out of a coma acting.
Yep.
Where it's just like you kind of like flick your hands at your face.
Is he by definition an actor?
I didn't think he was until I knew that. And then I was like,
I thought you said until you saw the short, and then you're like, he
is a thespian.
He came to LA to be an actor. He must have.
Yeah, but that's when I thought I don't know about this Bo. Like, because I thought maybe he had just been working in casting or whatever, but I feel like then the indie film of it all and like these performance roots, it's like Papa wants some attention. And he's going to go where it's easy to get as someone that's not like he's going to Schwartz style where they just give it to you.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like it's well won attention. I'm into him because I think that he is, whether he just wants the attention or not, he's navigating these waters really, really well. Mm-hmm. Everyone comes to LA with some form of this dream.
Yeah.
And they were given it almost by accident. The original cast members did not really, they would have known what this had turned into. And so every person that comes on the show, you have to be slightly suspect of.
Yeah.
I'm much more suspect of Billy Lee than I am of a Bo. I'm much more suspect of a Raquel than I am of a Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm going to be wrong, and that would be fantastic television.
Yeah.
If I was.
I mean, yeah, I think his priorities are like Stassi and his relationship are number one.
Yeah.
And then this is like a welcome perk that comes with it.
Yeah.
But I also was kind of flagging, like, there's a moment where she's like, I got everything I wanted. Like I said, I wanted someone that like wanted to hang out with my friends all the time, wanted to like be with me all the time. And like basically listed like someone to just step into my life and do everything that I want to do.
Right.
And that's where I was like, this is where we could run into problems, because it's like, what is his life? Like his life has become Vanderpump Rules.
I just had a flash as you were saying that of like, Bo having studied Stassi at home, like the movie that we write about this experience is him like single white femaling Mr. Talented Ripley, kind of like coming in there studying the life and then just like doing exactly what she's needed.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the dark passenger ways, I think that he handles it really well. I don't know. I've just been kind
of... He's just like honest and like vulnerable about how it makes him feel and comes from a place of like, that's like how you fight with someone.
Right. How many times did he say that his mother was divorced? It was like many, many times. Do you remember that?
That's when he's like, she, like his history. Well,
she's a relationship coach. She's been divorced like a gajillion times or something. I don't know. It was like really interesting. His history seems very interesting. He is, I love a man who loves a very powerful, dominant woman. And, but I think that she's learning and growing a lot. I mean, again, I'm sorry I love her so much if you guys don't really love her, but I find her infinitely interesting and one of the funniest, savviest people to be on reality television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like winning at it. She also has stopped taking Adderall. I was shocked at how much like open drug conversation there was during this reunion. Right.
I mean, they have to admit.
I mean, yeah, it's like we all know. But like they've never really like said that before. Right. I mean, I guess when Jax had his deviated septum, they basically, because you're just like, yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah.
But no one's really come and said like, you have like a drug problem.
Right.
Maybe you should stop doing so many drugs.
Right.
Like they tried to, Tom Sandoval tried to say that to James and James was not having it.
I know. And Tom was his biggest defender. He really lost out on that one.
And then Bo says it about Stassi. And I thought, I was just like, oh my God, where is this going? And then it was like, well, and I've stopped taking Adderall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's so, those are the over Adderalled, like all the signs are right there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't know it. Just now
look
you know.
At her, previous to this moment, and that is like what happens just when there's just
crazy,
too much Adderall. Like,
The
fighting about things that make no sense, just getting mad.
Right, and just digging in and in and in and in and in and add alcohol to that, and you essentially don't feel drunk because you're on tons of Adderall. Has anyone ever taken Adderall before?
Kristen trying to tell Stassi what she felt about the maxi dress. It was so bizarre to me, but then it was also like classic Dodie.
Yes.
I was like, you're just like grasping at straws for like anything to have.
I mean, but she, in her defense, Kristen hangs on to everything. I don't think she's ever let one thing go in her entire life.
She has like a journal, like an encyclopedia's worth of like journals of all the people that have wronged her.
And she's got a mentally loaded gun for even like Tom Sandoval and Ariana, like things that feel like very far away now. I love that they kind of brought that back up because for a moment you forget.
Oh, I did. I completely had forgotten that they were like BFFs now.
Yeah. And that like this whole journey is like is all these people who have fucked each other and dated each other. And, you know, what's so good about the show is that you're like, look where everyone is now. Look what place they're in. And you forget the way that, like, Jax and Stassi used to talk to each other. The fights that they used to have. I mean, it's...
Their relationship. That lasted
horrific.
Over the course of, like, two seasons of just, like, back and forth.
And that's why I think that Kristen is, talking about stupid shit all the time because she just has so much that she can't let go of that she just has to talk about like the most basic dumb things.
Yeah, like just focus it all on like the maxi dress or something. Yeah, her energy, she needs a real like energy healing.
She needs an energy healing or she needs like an exorcism.
Yeah. Kristen and Carter, they still live together.
Snooze.
Because according to Kristen, they lived together because their dog got mauled by a pit bull. So they just had no choice but to live together.
Yep.
I like her Dodie logic is one of my favorite.
Like, where are the cameras then?
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. Where?
Yeah.
And Carter doesn't pay for anything, which is a weird, I mean, not surprising, but I'm also just like,
Yeah. I mean,
Kristen loves to pay for everyone.
She loves to pay for everything in the same way that she loves to be a good friend, which is that she loves to have something on someone.
Yeah.
So eventually she banks it and then she's like, I paid for everything. I was the best friend to you. I did all this stuff for you and you can't say anything back to it because it's like, well, those things are true.
Yeah.
But you also have been like gaslighty and manipulative and erratic and irrational. I mean, we're only hearing one side of the argument, and I don't really care about him, but I also have not been given the opportunity to.
Yeah, I mean, he does not make a splash. No. Like, when he was in New Orleans, when they all went, it was like he kind of tried to insert himself in the drama, and it was just like, shut up, Carter.
Right,
like,
exactly. And that's, they could Peter him. They could, like, that's what they should do with Billy Lee. That's what they should do with Raquel and James. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
let them come.
Yeah, let them come. Let them try and make a splash.
Yeah.
And be like, we're going to a different pool.
Mm-hmm. I really hope that they all start to like film together and just like merge, but I don't think they will. I think the houses are a really like,
yeah,
the houses are a way of staking claim right. in like territory, like right. physically actually. Schwartz is pale and sweaty.
Love him.
What do you think about, I have a like a conspiracy theory that Schwartz is secretly like an opioid addict.
Wow. I've never
And that's what's
that.
Like gone completely unsaid and unmentioned like this whole season. He just really? Has not looked well this season.
Right.
Mm. There's just some sort of Schwartz sparkle that like...
Right. Well, and like, what is this work? Like, he's always working this, like, I mean,
he's working. So he says he couldn't hang out with Katie because he was working so hard. Then they ask Lisa, like, how much was he working? She's like, he wasn't.
I know, but she's an ass. Lisa's
yeah,
an
she's
ass
always
that
gonna,
way.
Like,
I know, like,
screw
that,
you.
That's what, like, so many people are right about on the show is that she is flip, and she'll be like, it's British humor. That's what she always says on Real Housewives as mm-hmm. well. And it's like, well, actually, it's just you not allowing anyone any sort of like power or goodness. Strangely, the only person that she really gives that to is Stassi.
Yeah.
She sees herself in Stassi. I think that she used to see, and she said that this season, but I think that's always been the case. I think she used to see herself in Lala, but that makes her nervous now.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa is also someone who met an older, rich man and
locked it down,
gave him a blowjob and called it a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she has a great affinity for Brittany. She also has a great affinity for Jax. She has a great affinity for James, strangely. But that one may be just television. Or like that one may just be for good TV.
Yeah.
But she doesn't give a lot of people a lot of allowances, but for Stassi, she seems to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I feel like she also gives James a lot.
Yes.
I think that she thinks that she knows that James is great TV.
Yeah.
And like will bring a lot of conflict and is funny.
Yes.
Like it pans Lisa at points where he's like going on when he's like, I went to Mexico and that's the first time I became an international DJ. Yeah. And he's like, and Kristen Doty was the first one on the dance floor. And then you yeah. see Lisa like cackling to herself.
Well, how great was that casting? I mean, sometimes people can get casting on reality television so wrong too, but to in the same season to bring James and Lala, who shook their world up, and mm-hmm. have one of them fold in and have the other one fold out.
Yeah.
Is like
Shakespearean.
Yes.
Yeah. Brittany tried to like school Ariana by having a moment where she's like, is it weirder that Tom and James are friend or Kristen and Ariana? And then it was just like, nice try, bitch, because yeah. Ariana just like schooled her, her to class.
Don't ever, Brittany, don't
no.
ever do that. Like, just
like, you can't, like, you don't have the tools to do what it is you're trying to do right now.
Right. She can think faster than you can scream louder.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what you get.
And I love that it's like, it's actually really weirder that Tom and Jax are friends. And then it's just like, shut down.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Did you talk about this at the first reunion podcast? Her one blonde streak in the front.
Her one fucking blonde highlight. Thank you. I've been fixated. It's insane. Just yeah. go back to the salon and ask them to even it out.
Or don't do face framing highlights. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah. Like, or just like, yeah, blend it.
Blend it. Just one. Also, not even. And listen, I love a grown root, but I mean, it was truly a grown root on one highlight. So it's brown for about an inch and then hot blonde.
Hot blonde on one side.
On one side.
The other side looks just like a normal highlighted the hair.
Or find a different part. So maybe some of that blonde can go to the other side. I mean, it was...
I'm like, hun, take some of that house money. And I can tell you, like, a handful of stylists.
What is this wedding dress going to be?
I'm nervous. I wonder if we've even seen the actual... Like, I don't think it's one that she tried on.
No, never will do that.
I'm... This She's wedding is going to be... Yeah. I do. I think it's going to be more of like a belle, like a very princess.
Absolutely.
This is my instinct.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to have a change. There's going to be a slinkier number. She loves a high slit. She's also lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
Even from that reunion.
I think like Stassi's off the Adderall and Brittany's probably on the Adderall.
And I don't think she needs it.
No.
No. She's hot headed.
This wedding is going to be... And also just like her family coming there and the fact that Jax was like, when they brought up like his lunch with them and they were like, what was that like? Like, what was the reaction like after you basically just like were disrespectful? And then Brittany's like, I screamed at him for hours and hours, like just basically said she like dressed him down.
She's like, well, I hadn't seen it. I mean, when you also Jax was really saying that he hadn't seen a lot of the show. He's like, we saw that part. I didn't see that part, or I saw that part. I don't remember that part. And Andy was like, you lived it?
Yeah.
And I was,
no, he's like getting...
That's a lie.
But like Jax does this thing too, which I think he really did. Like the classic Jax move is like, try and lie your way out of it. If that doesn't work, play kind of like play dumb. Then if that doesn't work, it's like you can just start crying about your dad. And it's that is like the sequence of events that truly happens, because he gets caught in the lie of like, we didn't see that, or I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And then there's another part where they start asking, Andy asks Tom Sandoval about like the Jax lies. Mm. And then they're like, Channing Tatum, he's like, no, we did live together. And it's like, oh my God. And then like the Chanel chance, and you can see Jax getting really, really angry.
Right.
But then it ends up defaulting to like, what will get me like more sympathy.
Well, and I see why James can get so upset at these reunions, even though he acts out in the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's because Schwartz, Jax, they go through this laundry list of things that they've done wrong. Multiple people on the show, Kristen, everyone. And then his laundry list is shorter. He hasn't even been there as long, and he gets roasted for it.
Yeah.
But they all have a good laugh about Jax's lies.
Mm-hmm. It would be infuriating to be James.
Yeah.
Truly, like, what he's done on this show is he called people fat and, like, accused them of getting a nose job.
Right. Right. And it's just highly reactive.
Yeah.
He's also, I mean, I'm sure he has a terrible relationship with alcohol.
Yeah, volatile.
But a lot of people on the show have a terrible relationship with alcohol.
The show is predicated on having a terrible relationship with alcohol.
And I don't think that anyone wants him to succeed at getting better with his alcohol issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be bad to say, but I don't think that Lisa really... wants that. I mean, I'm sure she does want it.
Yeah.
She wants good things for people. But in terms of the show, they kind of were gaslighting him, being like, I think you had a drink at lunch. I think you had, like, it's a tough thing to say to someone who's, you know, in that situation.
It's funny because none of them know how to, like, deal with addiction.
Right.
And you've seen it before on the show where it's like, I came from a background, I think having experienced that firsthand, that it's like, I just expected everyone to be very literate with addiction.
Right.
And then you can smash cut to Vanderpump Rules and like Sheena's like, just get a buzz. Don't get drunk.
Oh my God.
That's like,
we'll share the drink.
Base knowledge of like how to deal with addiction.
Yeah.
But then, I think that they try, like, instead of letting... Like, James, I think, is going to flame out either way.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but, like, kind of true.
Yeah.
But they try and, like, it's like they're trying... It feels unfair to watch them egg him on into this eventual, like, disastrous place. That's because he's gonna get there.
Yes, that's what they want.
Yeah, and it's like
because it is that's about the unfair. Posture.
Yeah, and that's picking on someone. That is true bullying.
Yeah,
because like if someone really has like a bad problem, or I think that they're just like a sad, fucked up person, it's kind of like, too bad for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go and like poke at them and like.
Yeah, that's what I was just seeing. But no, there's no awareness level there, and everyone's trying to protect themselves. So,
yeah,
you know, he's always going to get it.
Ugh. Sheena and Adam.
Pass.
Yeah. Jax pretends. Oh wait, James starts texting at the end. Yeah. Which is incredible. I love it when James texts. Yeah. Like, because that's his like go-to move.
Yeah, exactly. And moving on, other people
anyways. And then Stassi is like, are you fucking serious, like blah blah blah, and starts like doing that thing where, and I thought he was right to be like, don't fucking talk to me. Yeah. Like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off and mind your own business. But then she immediately is like telling Andy, like, it's like, why do you?
I know. I thought that was an unfortunate moment for both of them in a way, because I thought they were actually good seatmates, because she's the one girl on the show that can really just handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of sad to see that moment happen, because I was like, they could actually kind of be friends. Like, that's a funny combination right yeah. there.
And they could spar in a way that's really interesting. Yes. Cause I thought when he started talking to her, cause Stassi is she's like, you know, she has it in her to just shut you down.
Yes.
Like, just yes. pull a really mean thing out of yeah. her hat. And like, yeah, it just gave, it was like, oh,
yeah,
it was, you're pulling like, this like powerless, yeah, like victim card.
Do this like thing right now. It's like, if anything, I think that Stassi's one of the people on the show that could actually be like, hey, do you want to go to fucking dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me tell you a couple things about yourself.
Yeah, you like know? Tell you how it yeah, is.
And I wish that she would kind of go over there. She has not made any room for James, and that's because of Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but I think that would actually be a fun dynamic.
Yeah. It's just weird. Like, I'm like so uncomfortable with the way I feel about Katie, because I have so much just like
me too.
Negative feelings towards her.
Me too.
And I don't know where to put those. I think that it's very warranted as far as what I see on screen and how she presents, but it goes to such a deep level that I'm like, this says something weird about me for like feeling this way about her.
Yeah, for sure. I especially during her wedding season was very vocal about not liking her.
Mm-hmm.
And really not liking her wedding dress.
Yeah. It was unfortunate.
Woo, mama. sorry, when you have a nude, quote unquote, nude underlay under your gown, it has to match the color of your skin.
Yeah.
Or we're not.
Rule number one.
We're not cooking. Mm-hmm. We're not cooking with gas. We're not cooking with anything. We don't have a pot mm-hmm. to piss in.
but like, what do we do about Katie? Because I don't think it's going to get yeah, any better
ever. We
need ever.
To talk about Katie.
Yeah. I yeah. think that it's like, this is what, like, I don't know how to approach it anymore, but I can't keep approaching it from like a place of just like the way that it's been, because it makes me feel bad about myself.
Right. I guess my understanding of Katie is that she is like pile driving through life
mm-hmm.
and that nothing is going to stop her from doing the things that she wants to do, when she wants to do them, and how she wants to do them. And anyone that's in her way, including her husband mm-hmm. is going to get ruined while she goes in that direction.
But what does she want?
She
doesn't even know. She doesn't even know.
Yeah, she doesn't know. And maybe that's where all of that anger comes from. It's just a righteousness that is at a level that I can only accept from Lisa Vanderpump most of the time. I just don't know what, again, like you're saying, what she's in it for, or what she's after with a lot of these people.
Yeah. Like, do you just, like, to just want to, like, fuck with someone is not interesting in any way. Like, what good came out of you trying to get James fired?
Right.
Nothing, really.
Right.
I mean, we got kind of a storyline for this season, but we also got robbed of a lot of, like, potential opportunities for more good television, like conflict.
That's very interesting, because I had said earlier in the conversation that she really precipitated what was the storyline for the season. But I love what you're saying here, which is that actually she stopped a lot of storyline from happening
yeah.
by putting that line in the sand.
And being like, that is not sticking up for your, getting someone else fired is not the same thing as sticking up for yourself.
Right.
Sticking up for yourself.
Or for women.
Yeah. Or for women.
Right.
Sticking up for yourself is being like, oh yeah, well like, fuck you. Like giving like a good read and just letting someone just flame out, like, yeah, and be like, exactly.
Yeah. And I don't always think it's fair when they come to Tom Schwartz after that and say, like, why didn't you defend your wife? They always have these questions about his kind of eggy response to just about everything that anyone comes to him with.
You're like, look at him. He doesn't even know where he is right now.
Like, are you like, you know who each one of these characters are. The archetype is so clear, and he is not that person. And if anything, she has diminished any ability he has to be that person.
He can't do anything right when it comes to their relationship. Right. I firmly believe that he is constantly in a rock and a hard place, anxiety through the roof, stressing out about his every move.
Right.
Because whatever he says gives her ammunition to just like eviscerate him.
Yep.
And like, it's like, I watched Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf for the first time ever this weekend.
Go on.
And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is Tom and Katie.
George and Martha.
Yeah. Like, that is them.
Right. That is so interesting. And we should put that on at the Pasadena Playhouse.
Yeah.
Here's your moment.
It's like, this relationship is just like totally fucked.
Right. And I wish them happiness. I don't see a lot of that happening on screen, and we are seeing a small portion of their lives. So I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
They don't seem matched.
No. And they seem genuinely like, I just don't believe that like, there's a real side that's like, oh my God, their relationship is so amazing. And like, they're here for each other and yeah, like they love each other, but like they're getting just the worst edit ever. And it's like, I just don't believe that.
Right. It always just falls back on him. And I think that maybe that's a viewer's frustration with her. That is maybe not all her fault, but on the show, Ariana is right when she says that they get a dunce's edit, the Toms do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're no doubt not the smartest, you know, people to ever grace our television screens, but it can be slightly unfair. And it always comes back on Tom Schwartz as like this like dopey, do nothing kind of guy. Maybe that is realistic,
mm-hmm,
but she gets this Lady Macbeth edit on top of it. And it's frightening to watch someone not be able to see themselves.
Yeah.
You would think at the reunion that she would be like, yeah, and I really fucked up in that Mexico experience too.
Yeah. She like didn't. I was just acting weird. Like I was triggered and acting like a monster, and right, I drank a lot that day, and it just like all kind of came out.
Right.
And then
we did get Montezuma's revenge, but when we got home, we did fuck.
Yeah. Or just like have like a laugh. Like there's no even sense of humor.
Yeah.
And then I think there's just another element of like Katie, she'll take a stand, but then expects everyone else to like back her up, which makes it not really a stand.
Right.
Because you like, you get so mad if people don't see it your way or like have your back in things.
It's ultimatums. They're threats.
Mm-hmm. They're empty.
I hate a loyalty threat on a reality television show.
Yeah.
Friendship does not, of course, there's a part of it which is loyalty, but like, saying whatever anyone else believes is not loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
That's just being a yes man.
Yeah. And like when you have someone like Sandoval who's being just like honest about dynamics.
Yeah.
You just, I mean,
I loved that translation moment, by the way.
That was a power move.
Oh my God. Because he was right. And she was like, okay, let me explain it. And then they all ended up clapping for him.
Yeah. But they don't understand like, and I think Ariana just has more cachet and like respect in the group.
Right.
That, and Sandoval. Yeah. But that's like the power thing again, like how she played it or whatever.
I mean, you must devote an episode of this podcast to actually the women being so powerful and the men being absolute idiots. That's the edit on the show.
Yeah. And the women are really powerful, yeah, which is why it sucks to see them play the victim role all the time.
Right.
And which is why I kind of came around to like, wait, I'm like down with Britney. If she wants, if this is the guy that she's going to die on the hill for, yeah, and she's going to handle it by just fucking screaming at him all the time and getting like one hot, crazy highlight, then so be it. Like, more power to her. And I want to see that from everyone.
Right.
Like, I don't want to see like, why does everyone hate me? And then like, I don't want to see, it's like they take some steps forward, but then take a lot of steps back when they're like, they were hanging out with hoes and skanks. Like, it's just like, do you understand? Like, let's not right now.
The other funny thing about that dynamic is that what a frustration that the women have on the show, that Ariana was speaking to, mm-hmm, was that the Dunsea quality of all of the men has been rewarded in jobs and in money, in investments. But those girls who are the most powerful people, who Lisa says, you know, Lisa's like, well, I'm a powerful woman and I believe in powerful women. She has relegated them to hostessing duties, to being fired, to being, mm-hmm, not let back into the building even, mm-hmm, and not given an opportunity to grow with her company at all. But she has rewarded the bad behavior and the idiocy of the men over and over and over again. And it's a very interesting, complex thing to think about.
Yeah, you're blowing my mind right now. Yeah. You're so like on point. Because I think at the end of the day, Lisa is threatened by other women.
Blong.
And I think that the precedent, like this show, for all like how much protesting the girls do about like being girls and the girls are friends and blah, 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 I think Lisa sets a real precedent of like she is their mentor. Mm-hmm. And when your mentor, the person you look up to the most, is clearly threatened by all the women around her, mm-hmm, you're going to just replicate that behavior and turn other women into the enemy.
Right.
And just like, you're going to just copycat what they're doing. And I think that that's what they kind of still all do. And it keeps them in a perpetual state of victimhood.
Yes.
And like, it keeps them from really forming like bond, like true bonds with each other.
And I do think,
and it keeps them supporting each other's bullshit that they pull over and over and over.
Right. And it doesn't allow room for new people. One of the things that was so surprising about Lala's entry into the group and then evolution in the group was that, and maybe a lot of this did have to do with Randall and money and all this other stuff, but that Lala was seen as such a threat for almost doing nothing, mm-hmm, in front of a bunch of people trying to be fun, whatever Lala was being at in that first season. And then it came around that she was, as Lisa liked her, and that was powerful. And to see a lot of these girls kind of like get on one knee and accept her into the group was a bright spot for me, because I felt like in many ways they were growing as people, mm-hmm, but I think it was again another power move, which is like, we're making more money, this girl is somehow becoming powerful, we need to get on board with her or else we're all going to lose our, yeah, footing on this show.
And I think she, and the also men sees
never
that.
Have to scramble like that.
No, never. They never once do. But I think that the key to kind of like some sort of sense of equilibrium is Sandoval breaking off from Jax and, yeah, being like, you know what? Fuck you. Like, you're a total dick. You're a liar. And like, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe, or at least being like honest about the situation.
Right.
Like, maybe that creates some similar stakes for the guys.
Yeah. And maybe Lisa will stop. Maybe Lisa next season will reward the women for working very hard and being a dynamic part of this show.
Yeah, like what?
The biggest...
What Stassi, is the biggest thing?
Stassi was allowed to throw a very small party that Lisa questioned at every single turn. And that's the biggest thing that I've seen.
The outfit of the day party?
No, this was not this season. It was last season when she became the event planner.
Oh, yeah. Love that story.
Oh, my God. Creak, creak, creak. But that's the most she allowed Stassi back into the game and gave her a job to give her a more organic experience on the television show. Turns out they didn't really need it, and it wasn't a plot line that went anywhere. But that's the most she's ever given a woman on the show. And then at the very end of that season, she offers Tom and Tom their own investment opportunity in a restaurant that she didn't even give them contracts for, because, and yet she owns their name and their image.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Curiouser and curiouser.
I also think that Lisa knows, like, Stassi, that job as the event coordinator kind of just became like a joke and a storyline that never really went anywhere, because it was right. obviously like, she doesn't need to do this. And like, we'll watch her doing an event or not doing an event.
Yeah.
And like, Stassi's fan base is so huge and just growing.
Yeah.
As evidenced by this podcast, that I think Lisa knows that she cannot turn on Stassi. She's better to align herself with her and have her back and say, I see myself in you, and like, play nice, than like actually try and like, not do that.
And I think that Stassi has shown moments of growth that a lot of people on the show have not shown. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier for Lisa to play ball with that kind of person.
Yeah. I mean, Stassi's really, like, we've seen she's had all the struggles that have led to a lot of kind of like awakenings and like launched her on a journey.
Yeah.
It's so funny how like some of them learn from mistake, or like how they deal with struggle. They all have their own individual way of dealing with it. Right.
Which brings us back to Katie, which is that Katie is the one person I've seen on the show over and over and over again who has not been able to internalize past mistakes.
Yeah. And like, doesn't deal, like, she's had a lot of struggles, but yeah, it's like, just there's no learning from them.
Right.
It's just like a barging forward and like accusatory.
The pile drive.
Yeah, the pile driving through life. Poor Peter is now just like the shot bearer at the end of the reunion episode.
But I love it's made Peter very lovable. Like, he's a real niche experience.
Mm-hmm.
He had two or three seasons where they really tried to get him to make out with a couple of the girls and like put him out there, and it just never worked. But there is a quality to him. I'm glad to see he's growing his hair out.
Thank God for that long hair again.
That's all you got, Pete. Yeah. Like, he didn't even make those like fuzzy navel, whatever he gave everybody. By the way, I love, love, love on The Real Housewives and on Vanderpump Rules when they're doing the last toast, and they always have to make a very specific 2-second edit to the person who is not drinking anymore and have them deny the drink and explain what else they will be drinking or doing.
Yeah.
It's at one time very gracious and also like kind of
undermining.
Shady.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's like they're banking on the moment that you go back to booze.
Oh, yes. The editors are
thrilled. Like, we just want the audience, the millions of people that watch the show, to remember this one moment where you decided to be sober.
Right, right, right.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoops. I think Lala is not 100% sober. I think she smokes weed still.
Oh. Well, maybe it's like being a vegetarian or something, you have different.
Like a pescatarian?
Yeah. Like, do you have different. I mean, that's obviously not what they would tell you in AA.
Yeah, that's not like the AA way of doing things. That's like definitely a way.
An LA way?
LA way, yeah, of sobriety.
An LAA way?
It's just like, I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Or like, Sheena's not drinking because it's like too many calories.
I would be interested in them going. I mean, I know they could never go in, but they, you know, they do have those two AA and Al-Anon places right across the street from Sir. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, remember Laura Lee's NA meeting?
Yes.
So they did go into some space for recovery. I don't know if that was actually like an like the brand, whatever, Anonymous, because I don't think that you can do that in a real, like,
just to speak on Laura Lee before this is all over, if we're talking about Peter, if we're talking about these other people, is that has there ever been someone who's made such an impression that people still talk about Laura Lee all the time? Maybe not on the show, mm-hmm. but everyone I know, like,
she's
always
a star.
Talks about Laura Lee and that season of the show. I mean, it was incredible.
That was one of the twists, because I give a lot of credit that's deserved to season two for being the true thing that hooked me in forever.
Yeah.
But if I'm being really honest, I was hooked in by Laura Lee and Jax's relationship because I'd never...
that season two?
Was season one.
That's season one?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're so right.
Because when I was like... I was like, are you serious? Yeah. And I think the thing that it was like, it made a lasting impression, but it didn't become iconic until later. It was because, like, you see a lot of crazy people on reality TV. And so it was just like, oh, okay, they're crazy, like, psychotic people on the show. Right. Like, it's like any other reality TV show.
But she was a bit of a Cassandra. It's like, we could not see who Jax was fully until much later. Mm-hmm. And so if you go back and look at Laura Lee and that whole experience, she's screaming the end of the world to everybody who will listen, and everyone's laughing at her.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think that even though it was wild and she did things that were not great, she's been vindicated through all these years. I think Stassi was vindicated in many ways, and
that's
her appeal. Maybe one of Kristen and Katie's issues is that they've never screamed something to the rafters that ended up being true.
Katie did scream off camera about Kristen and Jax fucking. Like, she did bring that into the fold.
Yes.
Which is like, okay,
but
that was...
That's different than...
But it was different than being like...
Talking about someone's character in a way that reflects back on yours. Because Stassi looked like the crazy person, even though Jax was an awful person.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're trying to do that with James, but I just don't know what... If that's even going to pay off. I mean, I think he's in the show. Like... Yeah, I think they're kind of trying to do that with him. So maybe, like, they will in 8 years from now.
I just don't see a way of James and Raquel really moving forward, though I understand that they'll keep them around for the next season. But I can't imagine it actually working out for him.
Yeah, if they're refusing to film with him, it's like basically over.
Right, and he's not going to...
I think Raquel could move forward.
Mm.
I think if she broke up with James and turned, and she could find a way in. I think she's in this world because she wants in this world.
Right.
I don't think that her and James' relationship is real.
Right. I mean, the issue is that, like, they're all, you know, growing up. So where do we move? Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, I don't know. I didn't really watch Glee, but I know there was the original cast of Glee, and then they all had to graduate high school, right? So then, like, they had to bring in new kids, but they just, like, kept going with the show.
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules seems to be in that place for me right now.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there are three restaurants filled with servers in this universe. There's
who
four. Who are fucking and who
and
are
gay,
fame, hungry,
or
and
Asian,
gay.
Or black, or
any sort of, like, minority.
Yeah.
Anything other than just, like, straight and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a treasure trove to choose from.
Yep. And they're all ready.
They're chomping at the bit. Why do you think they're even working at these restaurants in the first place?
Exactly.
It's not like you graduate to, like, a Michelin level restaurant.
No one's like, I'd love to wear that purple t-shirt dress that literally shows my pussy lips.
Does anyone have an extra purse? I forgot to bring my change purse in.
That change purse, you can't even fit a pen in there.
Like, what is the point? Like, someone said, you know what this outfit needs is a change purse, and then decided that all the waitresses wear them.
It needs about 3 extra inches of fabric on the dress of it. I mean, it needs to be thrown in the garbage.
Yeah. The handkerchief dresses, though, I think have been retired. Like, I don't think that they wear those anymore.
No,
which makes me sad because those were
but
truly...
those were like their special occasion dresses. Their workaday dresses were those purple ones.
The purple ones,
like
the
Ed Hardy, like looking like scribbly scribs all over it.
Yeah. I think this Halloween I'm going to fully go as like a as just like Vanderpump Rules and make like a sur dress or a handkerchief dress. Like it's time.
Wow.
Maybe we'd have to get a crew together that will all My world go is exploding. As someone yes. from the show.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that you have to have a tray with like we could make drinks that look like they're falling out of the thing perpetually like in like frozen in midair. Yes.
The tray
and
with the one cocktail.
Do your hair like spray it so hard so it looks a little windswept, but it just like stays.
Do
like
it like
that.
A Sheena when she throws her hair, when she throws her entire face into getting that weave around her shoulder, but it just spray it out so it's in a place of perpetual like
yes,
turn.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the things that truly upsets me about that opening segment is that Lisa's scarf does not match any other thing on her body. It's like they're like, we need something for Lisa to have movement with. Mm-hmm. So they get her this scarf or whatever that she throws. It doesn't match anything. It looks so weird and off. And then you can see like her hair is not like having tons of movement like some of the other girls are, but mm-hmm. you can see like all these flyaways and weird things. Her segment of it, if you look really closely, is the most unkempt and it bothers
wow.
me.
Wow. Okay. Now I have to go back.
In.
You did go in. That was a deep cut.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I've never said that to anyone. I'm finally admitting it.
Thank
now.
God. She used to throw her purse. Yeah. Too. She used to just come in and throw a purse. Yeah, and I thought that was a power move. It's yeah, very like exactly. Miranda
like,
Priestley.
Hold my bag.
Yeah. And then now it's just like now this
the
scarf.
What is, should she throw next year?
She should throw, she should enter with. With both one dog under each arm and then like throw a dog and then throw the other dog.
Oh yeah, very good. I like that a lot.
And then they could both dogs could be in like the huge cast shot, like someone's holding them on either side of Lisa.
Wait, I have an idea.
Okay.
Though I love your idea and I acknowledge
yeah, no.
and accept and
we can't
it.
Throw a dog though.
What if CGI dog?
You know how many people get mad
yeah,
if a dog's
I don't, well,
thrown?
Trust I got me, it. I do you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? What if she threw, it was like a symbolic thing that she threw this year, and what she does is she throws keys, and she throws them directly at the screen, and then the little like thing on the keys says Tom Tom, and what she's throwing is them over to Tom Tom, and she's starting a new season of Vanderpump Rules with Raquel and Billie Lee and some other cuckoo bananas people.
Yeah.
And like they're now on Vanderpump Rules Tom Tom.
Yeah. Or like Valley Rules.
No.
Valley Rules is where the show needs to go.
Valley Rules.
Valley Rules. I'm so down for.
Oh my God.
I need the Vanderpump universe to expand to at least 5 shows.
Because
I need Valley Rules, Sir, aka Vanderpump Rules, Tom Tom.
Vanderpump Vegas.
Vanderpump Vegas. Vanderpump Dogs, which I'm going to. Hate what it's going to but there's gonna be so much hate bubbling underneath me
I know
watching
the same
that John Sessa
is
he really gets under my skin
is, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say this I truly believe not a good person
he's like, bad yeah, he's like, a bad
really
guy
manipulative bad person who looks very like strangely old and young at the same time.
You can't put a finger on the age. Can. Yeah.
By it's the way, like, that Andy just... Reid of Sheena of saying like, I think you look older. That was.
That I actually was personally hurt by that for her because yeah, I think that was mean spirited.
Me too. Like
what has Sheena ever
also,
done to you?
Don't say that. That's when, like, that's like when guys say like, I love when girls don't wear makeup or whatever. It's
yeah,
like, no, you fucking don't.
It was a little bit overstepping a boundary.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I thought that,
and
that
she gets it enough.
I
like,
know.
She's
like
just the brunt of every joke.
And you know that she, that's going to deeply cut her. Like she's still thinking about that.
I mean, as best she can.
Yeah.
Now I'm being mean.
She's just making some enchiladas in Marina Del Rey. Sheena is
Does
a woman
of
very
view?
Simple.
I can't remember. Does she have a water view?
Yeah. Well, it, it was of the boats.
Oh yeah,
it's in the pier.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
okay.
She was like, yeah. I'm like outside and there are boats everywhere.
I can't get on them.
Sheena
but.
Does not like nature outside or even water enough to really try and get a water view.
Yeah, I'm not an outside person myself, but I will say that I'm not sure what the appeal of it is, but. I think that she just thinks that looking at water is what you're supposed to do when you move to Los Angeles. And I kind of thought that too.
Yeah.
I was very surprised when I moved to West Hollywood that like
the beach, I thought like I was moving
from
away.
New York City to like the beach. Yeah. And yeah. You're just not.
No, it's a whole undertaking.
Yeah.
The field
Undertaker.
Trip. Yeah. Yeah. Sheena is, I appreciate that she's just trying to do something different and like not trying to just be with the group. You know what I mean?
Right.
Cause it's like, you're never going to be true friends with all of them.
I know.
So just like, do you?
Yes. No, I think that she has really gone out to make a new space for herself because she can't be the brunt of every joke in her own world.
Yeah.
But she can't win for losing on that show.
No.
And she started it.
She did start it.
She was the center of the ship.
If she had never slept with Eddie Cibrian,
none of this would have ever happened.
None of this would have ever happened.
Then Stassi
wouldn't have had any sort of thing to be mad at her about.
The crazy thing is that they started that show with Sheena, and then and you're like, oh, here's this show that I'm going to watch about this girl called Sheena and some other girls. And in the door walks Stassi Schroeder, and the world done changed.
Yeah.
And that's what I will always say about Vanderpump Rules.
The rest is history.
The rest is still unwritten. How we already talked about this before the show, but I said I was going to work that in because we were talking about how the Hills trailer that they keep playing is only the same footage over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to watch you.
It is truly unwritten. Because like, what is the show?
Just Justin Bobby and fucking Ceiling Eyes.
Ceiling Eyes holding hands.
Yeah, being like, friend.
Yeah.
And then them on the back of like a motorcycle.
Also, Justin Bobby is a crush that I'm ashamed of having had felt so hard.
I'm with you to the bitter end. But I'm also like very on board with all of those guys. I mean, I was... You know, it was a formative experience.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it was truly what
into
I
Brody
thought.
Jenner. I'm into them all.
You love it.
I mean, I loved who they were.
Yeah.
I thought they were disgusting.
Hot. Yeah.
But that's what I like.
But they were at least hot.
Yeah. But
and
this
now,
version of it, no.
Yeah. I'm really curious because The Hills informed so much of what I thought LA was, yeah. Like not living here and then moving here and realizing it's nothing like The Hills was shocking.
Yeah.
And so now I want to know, I kind of watched.
Like Ledoux closed, babe.
Yeah. Ledoux is over like all the places.
Where are they going to go? Bootsy?
I guess. Bootsy do like, they go to like,
no,
them
I guess
going
I don't know.
Clubs
if they're gonna go to clubs.
Is also kind of
well,
like
what
a weird.
What are they going to go to like? It's Akaya on Third and like have like,
I guess,
I don't know, have a sushi
eat some
meal.
Salad somewhere.
Yeah.
They love to lunch, so they can do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Back at Jones.
Yeah. Jones on Third made it through.
It's expanded since they were last there.
To the Valley. Valley rules.
Valley rules. Oh my God. Actually, you guys, we've never given you the Monopoly board we promised you.
Oh my
but
God.
But now we have to make Valley
now we
rules.
Have to make Valley rules. Yeah, well, we have to a whole season to like update the board.
Yeah, we have to update
because after
board.
Our last sub podcast, oh, yeah. We got together and fully mapped.
Well, that
out.
Was like the first Vanderpump Rules one was like essentially like Vanderpump Rules like the shtetl.
Yeah,
I mean it was like everyone was living in these like sad sack apartments, whatever. And now we're going into mega mansions. Everyone's like giving us Park Place adjacent.
Yeah,
you know. Incoming property tax or whatever.
Park Place in Studio City.
Right.
Yeah. Ventura Place.
Yeah. I think that they're further back. I think that Valley Village where they're all living.
Yeah. It's a little further.
It's further in.
And I think Jax and Brittany actually live semi far away from the rest of the crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they live like more in like a TBD, like newly coming up kind of Valley zone. But isn't it weird that they all bought the same style of house?
Yeah. Whose version of that? I mean, we said we like Kristen's the best, but whose version of that house are you most interested in?
Honestly, I think like Kristen's is fully the best.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe Jackson Brittany's is like at least kind of doing that aesthetic a little bit different. Yeah. Like one door is a different color.
Right. Well, what I like about
some accessories that are different, like a lantern.
Yeah. What I like about Tom and Ariana's though is that it is truly so that property that people buy in Los Angeles that is supposed to be near an ocean, but is absolutely not near an ocean. So it's like, you know, you see these great big houses that are being built in West Hollywood, in the flats of West Hollywood that have no view, but they have wrap around glass porches, and you know, it's all very modern, but like, what's your view to your neighbor's yard? Yeah.
And you might have a pool, but so what?
We very rarely see them in pools.
They all have pools. Kristen now, I don't think, has a pool. She has a backyard.
Oh, it's a very small backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that from the thing.
But like,
that's what she needs. That house is nice, but she only has like kind of three very small areas.
I'm excited to see what Dodie, like her, I guess I've seen her design aesthetic in her own apartment, but I'm just praying that something else gets into her where it's not like huge clocks and like lots of like
Tom.
Black frames around things. Yeah. It's like a lot of metal.
Yeah.
She likes like black metal. I want to see her in like kind of like a boho.
Yeah, I want her to go shabby chic.
Yeah, I want her to go like, to like get like a Gucci pillow. Yeah. Throw a scarf over a lamp.
You want to get Dodie. Can we have a segment on the show where we're just
my
like,
God, yeah,
that's whatever that we do that, like the our producer presses the button and it goes, wanna you want to get Dodie.
Yeah.
And then we just talk about Kristen for 5 minutes and then we go back to the show.
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay, great.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for being on this pod.
It's the joy of my life. Did we just talk for 27 hours?
Yeah, we talked for 2 days.
Wow, I loved every second of it and I could go forever. So
I know,
thank you.
It's just so fun. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me in my apartment, pacing around in my underwear. But other than that, on Instagram, it's Writer Doyle, RIGHTORDOYLE. That's me.
Yeah. And watch Bonding on Netflix.
Yeah. Watch Bonding on Netflix. Stream it now. And Barry is now over. We finished our second season. But Bonding, watch Bonding.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling. Cause I know I'm feeling. Cause I know.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.